This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as you and I together go through the Word of God verse by verse. We're in the book of Revelation. Lord, I thank you for all these listeners. Lord, thank you to everyone who was tuned in today to hear a word from you. Not a word from me, but they want to hear from you. God, I pray they won't be disappointed. Speak to every soul that tunes in today to this broadcast. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, this is WGOD. This is where God's broadcasting, and that is in His Word. We're in the book of Revelation. I hope you enjoyed this message which played this past week, Incoming God Calling. It's been on my heart lately. And that is how blessed we are and how grateful I am personally for the grace of God and understanding where it says, as many as were appointed to eternal life believed. And Jesus says, you did not choose me, but I chose you. Are you grateful for that? That the Lord chose you, like He said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. He said that to Jeremiah, and He says that about you as well. Those He's predestined, that's you. These He's called. That is, if you've believed in Jesus Christ, and even if you haven't believed in Jesus Christ, if you feel that in your heart, it's because He still chose you from before the foundations of the world as well. You just need to quit running and get on your knees and receive Jesus Christ and bow the knee to Him and receive Him as your Lord and Savior. You're still as predestined as I am. Now, we're in Revelation. We're about to pick up in chapter 13. Now, we're still waiting for the results of the last trumpet. That was chapter 11, verse 15, when the seventh angel sounded, and there was loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ. And He shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders that sat before God on their thrones, they fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was and who was to come, because you have taken your great power and reign. That wrapped up chapter 11. These last couple of weeks, we've been in chapter 12. We looked at the woman, the child, and the dragon. And then we left off with war up in heaven, which I don't think has happened yet, where it says here in verse 7, war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels waging war against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. Now, I made the comment a couple weeks ago that Satan doesn't prevail against you either. That is, everyone out there who has received Jesus Christ. Everyone out there who can call God Father, everyone out there who is an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ, which you are, you're not an heir to your Uncle Harry's estate. You are an heir, a joint heir with the Son of God, an heir of God. For everyone out there who has received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are an heir of God and joint heir with Christ. You've got peace, having been justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, at the end of chapter 12 here, we see in verse 17, it says, the dragon was enraged with the woman. That's Israel. The dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went off to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now, we certainly see that here today as well, don't we? We see Satan enraged with the woman. Satan is enraged with Israel. With all the hatred out there that you see today of Israel, recognize your enemy. Recognize where it's coming from. It comes from Satan. People out there who are against Israel and hate Israel are children of the devil. Those who bless Israel, as the Lord God said, I will bless those who bless you and I will curse those who curse you. I believe that's still in effect today. We're called to bless the nation of Israel, not to curse them, not to come up against. That's Satan's job, and that's what he does. The dragon was enraged with the woman and went off to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now, certainly, that's got to be you and me. This has got to be Christians. We don't see Jews keeping the testimony of Jesus Christ. However, we haven't seen Satan thrown out of heaven yet either. Now, chapter 13, verse 1. It says, then I stood on the sand of the sea. All right, now here in this chapter, we're introduced. This probably, chapter 13, is the most famous chapter in the entire Word of God. We're introduced to the Antichrist here in chapter 11. We're introduced to the false prophets starting in verse 11 of chapter 13. We're introduced to the image of the beast. We're introduced to see the mark of the beast. We see people taking the mark of the beast on their right hand or on their forehead. More movies have been made. This is Hollywood's interested in this. Everyone wants to know about this. Antichrist movies, Mark of the Beast movies, and all that stuff is all fictitious Hollywood. Let's go to what the Word of God says now. Revelation chapter 13, verse 1. Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast. Now, I don't want to confuse you. If you don't have a King James or a New King James or my translation, your Bible says, and he stood on the sand of the sea. And that's in chapter 12, not chapter 13. That's not because there's an error in a translation. It's because of the Greek manuscripts read different. And that's just a different of one letter. Estathe is he stood. Estathane with an N on the end makes it third person. Goes from first person to third person, all because of perhaps a scratchy quill or a letter with which they couldn't read on the manuscripts. That's the difference between he stood and I stood. Then I stood, this is John speaking, then I stood on the sand of the sea. And I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns. And on his horns, 10 crowns, and on his heads, a blasphemous name. Now, anytime you see this reference, we know it's linked to Antichrist. How do we know that? Because of the reference to seven heads and 10 horns. Yes, this book is symbolic, but yes, we can understand it. Certain things mean certain things. Lamb in the Bible is a reference to Christ. As John the Baptist says, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Here, if you go back to chapter 12, you'll see in verse 3, it says, another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having seven heads and 10 horns. So now, here we see it again in chapter 13. Really, that means is the Antichrist is the one who pulls this guy's strings. Or, I'm sorry, Satan is the one that pulls his strings. Satan is the one that's going to indwell him. The same, if you go back to Luke chapter 22, verse 3, you see that Satan indwelled Judas Iscariot. Also, if you read in John, I think it's chapter 13, around verse 27, it says, and then Satan entered Judas. Therefore, Jesus said to him, what you do, do quickly. You see, same thing is going to happen again. I believe this is a different person, though. It's not the person of Satan, it's the person of Antichrist, but he's indwelt with Satan, same as Judas was. That's the link here between the seven heads and the 10 horns. Again, I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his horns, 10 crowns, and on his heads, a blasphemous name. Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear, his mouth like the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. Notice the distinction. Notice how this is not Satan himself. This is a person empowered by Satan. As much as Judas was full of the devil and the devil entered him, this man is empowered by Satan, but he's not Satan. He's a distinct person. You know, the Bible can prove that. If you would please turn with me, if you can, back to Revelation chapter 19, and we're going to pick it up in verse 20. It says, now this is when this beast and the false prophet are captured. Revelation chapter 19, let's pick it up in verse 19. I saw the beast, the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse and against his army. Then the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet, who works signs in his presence, by which he deceives those who receive the mark of the beast and those who worship his image. Then it says this, these two, that's T-W-O, these two were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone. All right, Antichrist and false prophet, to answer a trivia question for you, those are the first two individuals cast into the lake of fire. And this is a distinct person. It's not Satan, but he's inhibited. He's filled with the devil, but it's not the devil. This is his own person. Again, we see this here. The dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world marveled and followed the beast. So they worshiped the dragon who gave authority to the beast. I would probably say to that, unwittingly. They probably unwittingly worshiped Satan. I don't think if he was walking around with a pitchfork and horns saying, blah, or I am the one, I don't think that they would worship him. If they would have known what they're in for, they certainly would not worship him. If they would know taking this mark of the beast is going to damn their eternal souls for all eternity, they wouldn't be waving and winking and worshiping this beast. I would say unwittingly they're worshiping him. Again, so they worshiped the dragon who gave authority to the beast. And they worshiped the beast. That's Antichrist saying, who is like him? Who is able to make war with him? That's where we're going to leave off. I guess we'll pick it up here again more in this. We're looking at the introduction of the famous Antichrist. You see movies about, films about. We're looking at what the Bible has to say about this man. Notice it says one of his heads as if it was mortally wounded. Now, I would think perhaps this guy is going to have a mortal head wound. It looks like he's going to die and he's going to come back. Also, though, if you go back to chapter 11, we read that the beast comes out of the bottomless pit. So it seems to me that the Antichrist is already dead and he's already lived. More on that in our next program, right here on WGOD Radio. All truth, with a little speculation, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.com. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.